this isn't for everyone. It's for the ones who know the old system is broken and are ready to build something that lasts. Welcome to the Build with Bitcoin podcast.
I'm co-host Israel Munoz, joined with co-host Lynn Bairstow. Today, we have the pleasure of welcoming Stu Lackey onto the podcast, CEO and co-founder of Sound HSA. Stu, first of all, welcome. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Israel. Good to be with you and Lynn. And excited to talk to both of you today.
Yeah, let's get into it. So you're building a company around the tax advantage health savings account, which some listeners might or may not be familiar with. And we'll, of course, get into why the Bitcoin component makes sense here and how the product works. But first, let's maybe get into the obvious question, which is from healthcare to Bitcoin. There's not a clear path or dots to connect for most people. So if you could just share with us a little bit about your background, Stu, and what got you into Bitcoin in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. So I moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 2000, so 26 years ago, almost to the month. And I've spent most of my career launching surgical device startups in the neurosurgery and orthopedic spine arena. So these are companies that develop novel niche technologies to take into the operating suite, and then they have to demonstrate both a clinical efficacy or superiority versus standard of care and an economic value proposition for the healthcare system. So as we all know, healthcare in America is a big business. It's a $5.3 trillion industry. I'm sure we'll get into why that is and some of the challenges of that. But I found Bitcoin in 2016. I was invited to a meetup here and I almost didn't attend, but I ended up staying for 2 hours and started learning about this thing called Sound Money. And there were some fits and starts along the way, I think, with every Bitcoiner's journey, but just continued to be fascinated by, certainly attracted by number go up, but by the technology and why decentralization and proof of work and all of that was really important. And really the work that had been done in the decades leading up to the launch of the protocol around computer science and bringing it all together for a healthcare guy, not a technologist, was just fascinating to me. So in 2020, I started looking for ways to places to put part of my stack in tax advantage accounts. And at that time, the Bitcoin IRA products had been around for 3 or 4 years. Places like Unchained and Bitcoin IRA and Swan and some of those had been offering products like that, but no HSA. And I had personally had an HSA, my wife and I had for, 18 years at that time. And so this was very intuitive and very straightforward for me to kind of think about, but there was no HSA product that would allow you to invest in real Bitcoin, just the proxies at the time, right? Some of the mining companies, GBTC and then Strategy, MicroStrategy at that time had started to stack Bitcoin. So all that to say, we decided to stand up the first Bitcoin native health savings account. And we can get into, how it works and why, but yeah, it is very much my contribution and my co-founder's contribution to try to bring healthcare in and benefit it with Sound Money. Never thought I'd be here, but super excited that we've launched this product and we're bringing it now to millions of people.
Hey, Stu, can you just take a slight step back and just describe exactly what a HSA is for people who may not be as familiar? I mean, you were looking for tax advantage ways to save, and I think most people are very familiar with the IRA, but there are a variety of health savings programs and they're a little bit different. So I think it's a great starting point to just clarify exactly what it is and yes, what benefits it gives for someone to have tax advantage savings.
Yeah. So the health savings account, the HSA, has been around since 2003. It was brought into law under the George W. Bush administration. And ostensibly what it allows, Lynn, is for an individual or a family to invest tax advantage dollars into an account designated for eligible health and wellness expenses. Who determines that eligibility? What makes something eligible? The IRS updates a growing list of eligible health and wellness expenses every year. And so when the HSA first was launched, you can imagine that that list was more streamlined, had less that was covered. And now you can use your HSA for pretty much anything and from a health and wellness standpoint. For example, you can use your HSA to cover things like fertility treatments. You can use your HSA to cover out-of-pocket medical expenses, regardless of really what they are. You can use your HSA for copays. You can use your HSA also, though, for things like a cold plunge tub or an infrared sauna, and using things like letters of medical necessity through sites like TrueMed. It really has always been a very much self-directed, self-attestation account, but the expansiveness of what you can use this account for from a health and wellness standpoint has grown significantly over time. The main eligibility requirement, people say, well, how can I open one of these accounts if I don't have one? Is currently by law in the U.S., it's a U.S.-based product, you have to be contributing to what's called a high deductible health insurance plan. And that is essentially a health insurance plan that is widely available through most employers. If the employer provides health insurance, there's a good chance that they also provide a high deductible option. But essentially what that is a lower monthly premium, higher maximum out of pocket, but over and above that maximum out of pocket and deductible requirement, everything within the plan is covered. So it's kind of a throwback to the way we used to do it years ago, decades ago in this country, when you paid for most of healthcare out of pocket before 1960, maybe you had a major medical plan that covered the big one, right? A catastrophic plan. And that is kind of the surrogate for what the high deductible health plan has become. That is really the only requirement. There's a couple other things, but for most people, that's it. But the HSA, when you get it through your employer, it's pre-tax in terms of the contributions. All of the gains in the account, so in whether you have it invested in the market or in our case in real Bitcoin, grow tax-free. And then all of the withdrawals for eligible health and wellness expenses are tax-free. It is the best, most tax-advantaged product in the U.S. tax code. And I get excited about talking about it because it's what we do every day. But when you think about putting something like Bitcoin in it, you're talking about amplification of spending power for health and wellness and longevity and in a triple tax advantaged account. The implications of this are significant. And I'll pause there. It's a lot of information, but this account is perfectly suited for what we've experienced around Bitcoin's compound annual growth rate to date in U.S. dollar terms, and then what we suspect moving forward. So I'll pause there.
And self-employed, if you're entrepreneurs, which many of our audience are.
If you have, again, you can go to the marketplace. And again, these aren't political discussions, right? We are apolitical. This is about math and finance and Bitcoin and health when we talk about these things. The marketplace, for many small business owners, now most of the plans in the marketplace are considered high deductible and HSA eligible. So depending on where you get your health insurance, look for high deductible options that will automatically qualify to open a health savings account. So for example, here in the state of Tennessee, we go through Tennessee Farm Bureau, and some of the other states in and around Tennessee offer a similar policy. It's a high deductible health plan. There's no HSA rep telling me that, you know, hey, go get an HSA. You just have to understand kind of the definition of that, and then go find the best plan for you and your family or yourself, and you can open an HSA on the open market. And that too is often a misnomer that you have to take the HSA that is conveniently packaged with your health insurance at the time of open enrollment, for example. You don't. You can open up any HSA, and you can have as many HSAs at one time that you like. You just can't exceed the maximum annual contribution in a calendar year. And in 2026, that contribution limit is $8,750 for a family, $4,400 for an individual.
Lynn and I are partners at Baselayer Advisors, venture capital partners. We connect interested investors with unique opportunities in the space and advise startups on their growth and fundraising. visit our website's advisory section to learn more. And still related, let's maybe set the Bitcoin component aside for a brief moment. When you first explained some of these things in our initial conversation, a lot of what you're mentioning to me was actually new, right? So I think I mentioned it to you, right? That I should have probably activated my HSA in prior employment experiences. And I didn't know a lot of the things that you mentioned. I mean, a lot of our listeners may be hearing things like, you know, I don't know, fertility treatment or cold plunge. Like, hey, you know, I or my spouse or, you know, like as a household, we use some of these things. So just curious, what led you to have the conviction to start Sound HSA? I remember when I first researched this after our initial conversation, I think I found that under 20% of Americans have an HSA, which sounded low to me. So clearly you identified a lot of room to grow. And then of course there's the Bitcoin component, which we'll get to. But what was that initial, I guess, impulse for you to actually co-founding the company?
Yeah,
where does the conviction come from?
Now, it's a really important question. And thank you for asking it and making me consider it. I'd had an HSA. My wife and I had an HSA. And, you know, for about maybe 10 years since instantiation of the product, right, in 03, there weren't a lot of options for investments, right? There are many that still don't. Right. You know, most HSAs that are out there are just afterthoughts and you can only invest pre-tax into cash. Right. Then investment options started coming into these products. Right. From a TradFi standpoint, there was a suite of maybe 10 mutual funds, Israel, that, you know, an HSA company would tie into their product that allowed you to invest based on risk tolerance. Right. Very kind of broad mutual funds or ETFs. As things went on, you could then tie your HSA to trading desks, right? Modified offerings, not like the full suite of Schwab or Fidelity. You could start buying individual equities in these accounts. I saw the power of that over time in traditional investments. And then when I found Bitcoin and saw the, you know, what I believe is the best form of money in known human history and the best in savings vehicle that we've ever known over time, if you have a low enough time preference, that these two things had to find each other. And yeah, you can open an HSA right now and get ETF exposure through Fidelity, but it's not real Bitcoin. And it takes, for me, that product, the product that we launched had to have a level of sovereignty involved with it, and where multi-sig, cold storage had to be part of the equation. Because you can buy, you can do an HSA and an ETF and get price exposure, but you also have the counterparty risk with that. And so those things were really important to John and to me when we decided to launch the company, that there had to be a base ethos that that is inherent in Bitcoin with this account and the user experience. But it was so intuitive to me. It's like, okay. There are two things I noticed about Bitcoiners when I would go to conferences when I first got into the space. Two things, among other things. But for the most part, a high level of intelligence, right, of the people in the room. And then generally speaking, most were metabolically minded, meaning there was an inherent healthiness because of the, I think because of low time preference and just the value set that Bitcoiners had. And I'm speaking generally, but this is already built into the culture of Bitcoin, right? This low time preference around money and health. And to me, this seemed so, it was self-evident after a point. And then it just became, can we legally create this account and make it a really great user experience for people? So I hope that helps. But thanks for asking that question.
Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing as you were going through some of the examples of what this account can be used for in a tax advantage way. And it just aligns so much with so much of what you read or and you hear about in Bitcoin conferences and the focus on health and longevity and clean living and family orientation. So it's, I think it aligns great. And you mentioned John. I think it's time to bring in, tell us how you met John Gordon, your co-founder. Yeah. And he's into meditation and yoga. And so he has that mindset as well. But how did the two of you connect on this?
Well, we were introduced by a colleague in the space, and John's an amazing person, got amazing family, and just has such a holistic view on life and money. And Bitcoin is an important part of his philosophy around all of that. He is a yogi, and it really is a big part of, you know, his family's life and their belief. And so we just got connected. I'm a former collegiate athlete. I was a strength coach. Fitness and wellness have always been an important part of our family as well. And John and I just got connected and got aligned on what we were trying to solve for. And at the time, John, and still does a little bit of this, very helpful in bringing physicians online to accept Bitcoin in their practices, right? Specific physicians around, you know, mostly DPC, direct primary care. We can talk about that in a second if you want. And then like dentists, you know, cash pay models that are inherent in medicine. John's been really successful in bringing some of those folks online and accepting Bitcoin in their practice. And so there just was a common healthcare background. He worked for med tech companies as well. He's done a lot of advising with physicians around sound money, and it's in his DNA. And so we got connected around those things. And I said, look, this is what I've been working on. And he's like, I think it's fascinating. And so, yeah, I said, well, let's stand it up. And we've got to figure out a couple of things to see how we can do this, from a structure standpoint, on the product side. And we ticked those boxes and we just sprinted, Len, all of 2025, brought on some amazing developers that were really thoughtful and caring on how we designed and built the platform. And we just went and we haven't stopped except for babies and other life things. But yeah, it's been fun.
Well, maybe we can walk through the actual mechanics of the product as well, Stu. So what happens when people sign up for a Sound HSA? I mean, step by step, as contributions land, what percentage are converted to Bitcoin? You know, who decides? Where's the Bitcoin held? You know, maybe some of these basic questions that people might have in mind.
Sure. It's important to note that Sound HSA is a self-directed HSA. Many HSAs, even through employers, meet that definition of self-directed, meaning I direct the investment. If there's going to be I direct how the account's going to be used, right? What I mean as a fully self-directed is you can go right now, Israel, on the open market and open up an HSA separate of your employer's plan. If let's just say you had an HSA through an employer. So this is a self-directed account that allows an individual or a family to hold actual Bitcoin in the account. Okay. So a bearer instrument. This is not the same thing as going through Fidelity and buying IBIT or Fidelity's ETF, you know, through a trading desk. There's custody involved, right? And there's sovereignty involved. And again, important elements of our product. You can open up a product. You can open an account in less than 5 minutes with us at our website, soundhsa.com. We now have the ability to offer this through employers, through a new partnership. We have access to 250 payroll platforms now. So now employers can offer this product. We actually have signed up with two employers in the space to do that. And so it's available on both sides, as we say, of the HSA business, both as an open market product and now through employers. The employer UX is a little bit different because we are integrating with payroll, but it's designed to take all of the friction out for an HR director, right? So they say, oh, I'm going to bring in a Bitcoin HSA. That's going to be complex. It's like, no, we've developed this as a seamless product that integrates into payroll. The account creation process is virtually the same. And it takes less than 5 minutes to open an account with us.
And as far as where the Bitcoin is held or custodied?
Yes. So we were successful in orange pilling a trust company. Horizon Trust Company out of New Mexico issues the actual HSA. And they hold a key as well in our multi-institutional, multi-sig. I know custody is a hot topic right now, so we'd love to spend some time on that. The other keys are held, one by Unchained Capital, who your listeners and viewers know very well, I'm sure. And then Gannett Trust is the first Bitcoin native trust. They're based out of Wyoming. So each of those institutions hold a separate key in the custody arrangement. We have customers now with balances of all sizes. We have the individual or families that have been using their HSA for years, and we're super excited about transferring an existing HSA balance to smash buy Bitcoin. So we have, you know, balances that are on the higher side, and we have people that are just starting their careers, right? They're excited about holding Bitcoin in an account like this. For individuals who want to hold a key in the arrangement, we're working with our partners to enable that. When the balances are high enough, or the individual deems that they're high enough to be able to hold a key, we're working towards that as an offering. The great thing about what we do now, though, with the multi-institutional multi-sig, is that anybody, regardless of their Bitcoin custody experience, can come in and have this type of setup and be successful with holding real Bitcoin. I think we're learning that we're all, you know, scrubbing code bases and looking at, you know, different signing devices with the cold card situation. But we feel really great about our partnership with Unchained, with Gannett, and with Horizon Trust holding a key in the arrangement.
You mentioned, Stu, that you were really sprinting to develop this product in 2025. And I have to congratulate you on the UX. I mean, the user, when you go on the website, it's so friendly to use. It's very clean and clear. So congratulations on that. But tell us bit about when exactly did you launch, and how much time did it take to put these partnerships with like Horizon and Unchained together? So we would love to hear just the background of what happened before you get to this point where it all looks seamless and beautiful from the website.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about the UX in a minute for sure. It's hard to do one of these, right? It you know, back when we first conceived of this, and I actually had the idea, you know, several years ago, finding all the partners to do, you know, to launch this and do it the right way, not easy, right? We have custody to figure out. We've got an OTC desk to figure out. Finding a bank or non-bank custodian to issue the HSA, knowing that the end investment was going to be real Bitcoin. You know, 5 years ago, you can imagine what the environment was like and the appetite. And so, you know, finding the partnership to do this, knowing what was going to be required by all parties was really essential, Lynn, and it's not easy. And so that's why we're so excited about, you know, the team at Horizon Trust, the leadership. Greg Herlihan is the founder, CEO of that institution. And, you know, it's been doing self-directed HSAs and IRAs for a very long time. You know, that company's been around nearly 20 years. And it's not easy. So that, you know, all those things had to be figured out. And then to, you know, to offer a UX where people can feel like they're not going through the friction points of a true self-directed, you know, an account like this. So for anybody watching or the two of you who've ever self-directed like an IRA, whether it's been into Bitcoin or real estate or precious metals or other things outside of like a market offering, it's really difficult, depending on who the custodians are, to set those things up and even transfer from custodians. So if you have an IRA set up through an investment house in traditional investments, but you decide you want to do a non-traditional investment, that can be a very disparate process, a very manual process. And so part of this was, okay, set up the HSA, make the UX really cool, but we got to figure out transfers, because we know that there's going to be a lot of our customers, they're going to open their accounts with a transfer. And so I know how much friction can be associated with that traditionally, just based on my own investment history. And it was really important for us to find partners and set up that where I wanted to take that out of the, you know, that hassle factor out of the user. And so we've done that with our partners. We have mitigated a significant amount of the manual paperwork, finding fax numbers and, you know, the back office of, you know, Merrill Lynch or whoever to find out, okay, who do I need to call to initiate this transfer? God forbid, what address or PO box, you know, is kind of the front mailing address, you know, for each custodian. We have taken all of that. It sounds awful because it is. We've taken all of that away. And digitized and automated that process again at the self-direction of our customer. And I think I'm more excited about that. And it's probably going to fall on deaf ears because, you know, some people have never had to deal with that, but people who have, they know what that process can look like.
And Stu, for entrepreneurs or investors listening, can you walk us through the monetization? How do you monetize a business like this? And maybe if we can touch a little bit on the on your fundraising journey and experience.
Yeah, again, this is Israel. This is a fully self-directed product. So like a self-directed IRA, you know, those fees can range anywhere from $250 into the thousands, depending on the complexity of the account and the structure and the investment. And that was another thing that we didn't want to nickel and dime our customers on fees. So we charge an annual fee of $300, flat fee. So you could have five transfers. You could have 10 transfers. It's all included in that. We have a one-time setup fee of $50. And then we have a 1% transaction fee on all buys and sells of Bitcoin. All of that's published on our website. And we feel, you know, again, that is a huge departure from self-directed vehicles. Again, these aren't streamlined this is not a streamlined like traditional HSA product. You know, there's administrative fees in there. There's custody, there's security that's built into that fee. We provide the tax documentation as a regulated HSA product on all contributions and any distributions that might be made within the account. All of that's in there. And again, we think we arrived at a price that makes a lot of sense and that people can access.
On the fundraising side, Stu, what has been your both your journey and then any learnings or, you know, advice maybe for other entrepreneurs as well?
Yeah, you know, this is I've been in Bitcoin since 2016. A lot of great companies. I've had a chance to meet the founders and use a lot of their products and services, right? Even to this day as a customer. Again, UX was really important to us in terms of what we put out to the public and trying to create a product flow and a user experience that was, you know, world class. And we will continue to effort towards that. Unlike a lot of companies, the HSA market is an existing industry. It's a $200 billion industry. And we've Bitcoinized a product that's in that industry. There's 45 million HSA accounts. Right. So our conversation with the investor community has been in and around bringing sovereignty, health, and longevity into Bitcoin via a triple tax advantaged HSA. And the almost to a T, everybody loves the idea, right? Very unique, very innovative. We've got a great team. We've been in and around healthcare, policy, economics, clinical. You know, between John and me. And so the feedback has been great. We have, we're right in the process of closing our pre-seed raise. We have a little bit left on that, almost right at $1 million. And many of our investors are honestly physicians. These are individuals. These are people that they're just fed up with health, the healthcare system, I should say, in the U.S. They're tired of, you know, the amount of work that they have to do. They believe that patients should have more sovereignty, should own more responsibility over their own health and wellness. And they love the concept. They have Bitcoin in most cases. They've stacked Bitcoin, so they know the power of compound annual growth. And they think a tax shelter like this is very intuitive and somewhat self-evident. That makes up the bulk of our pre-seed raise, but we have a little bit left on that raise to finish off, and then we'll prepare for a seed raise at a higher valuation. So, but anything else, I'll be happy to kind of go through. But we've been very pleased with the response.
Yeah, I'd love to know a little bit about what the use of funds will be for this pre-seed and how long that'll take you until you move on to the seed phase. So just kind of looking at the opportunity timeline.
Yeah, for sure. So again, the platform's built. I mean, we have individual customers. We have two corporate customers that we're onboarding right now. And so we have used most of those funds that we've done. What we've elected to do is a rolling close. And I would say to any entrepreneur out there, you know, the days of saying, hey, we raised millions and millions of dollars and hey, great, great, great. We're moving. We are watching an inflection point in history in how to scale startups. You don't need big teams anymore with a lot of the tooling that's available. And it's not a badge of honor to give away a chunk of equity and raise a ton of money if you don't need to. Now, you know, do you still take the money when it's there? Yeah. I mean, I think there's some element that, you know, that always will make sense with or be sensible. But we have done a rolling close of that $1 million. So, you know, a large portion of that we have deployed into our development team. We still have to be compliant. We still have to be SOC 2 ready, even though we never touch the funds. We facilitate the experience, right? So we're not a money transmitter. Our partners do that. But we those things have costs. And so the development team has been a big chunk in terms of building the platform, maintaining it, compliance, regulatory with a product like this. You know, again, we've been very judicious with our raise. And so the funds and the balance of the funds will carry us through Q2 of next year. And so we're pretty lean by design. And this is all about, you know, enhancing the user experience and bringing on as many customers. The other piece is sales and marketing. And it's automating a lot of that, but also really going to these employers. As we all know, there's a growing number of companies in our space that are either treasury companies or operating companies around in and around Bitcoin. And so those are great targets for us because they need a product like this as a benefit, as a to retain and to attract talent. There's also a number of significant tax benefits for employers to offer HSAs as well. That's low-hanging fruit for us. So those are people we've been in contact for a long time. A big part of the raise is going into that ongoing sales and marketing engine to build that part of the business.
And I have to ask, you know, Israel and I have had the benefit of speaking to so many founders, and how they think about raising funds is so different. And we both come from traditional early stage tech. And as you said, it's not a badge of honor to raise and give away equity. And so the mindset of a Bitcoin company founder tends to be a little bit different, getting to profitability as quickly as possible, really operating on a lean team even before AI enabled, you know, a lot of efficiencies in both programming. But how are you and John, being both Bitcoiners, thinking about adding Bitcoin to your own treasury and how that might smooth out funding needs going forward? You know, I guess, I mean, it's something that we found is we think that Bitcoin companies will raise on the very early stage, but need to raise less as they grow because of the optionality of having Bitcoin on their balance sheet. But how are you thinking about that?
Treasury management is a huge thing. And so I've raised before as a previous founder, and you know, the cycles of Bitcoin's price movement can heavily, at least up to this point, have heavily impacted your ability to take a Bitcoin treasury and you know, what do you convert? So we accepted and will continue to accept through the end of this current round Bitcoin in addition to USD. And we've already stacked Bitcoin on our treasury. It's part of our mission, part of our kind of core values and operating agreement that we will always have Bitcoin on our balance sheet. And we have since the beginning. Now that's ebbed and flowed depending on needs and kind of market conditions. But we believe that wholeheartedly. And we've paid a lot of our devs. They've preferred to be paid in Bitcoin. So some of our earlier investors paid us with their investment in Bitcoin. So we will accept this and we'll continue to accept Bitcoin. And then we'll see. I think, you know, today as we're recording this, it's been a unique day for a Bitcoin price bump. But we all know that, you know, price can vary and there's volatility. I think it's an ongoing discussion. You know, we have a small percentage that we've allocated in our investor materials. We represent that in terms of the allocation of what we've done with funds up to this point. I think for sure, you know, moving forward, Bitcoin will always be on our balance sheet. I think it's important as a Bitcoin operating company to do that. And yeah, there's certainly benefits in terms of price appreciation and ability maybe to, you know, not do, you know, ongoing capital raise.
We'll ask if it's challenging to raise as a Bitcoin company, but it feels to me, just based on what you said, that a lot of your early investors are Bitcoiners. Would that be accurate? And so they inherently understand the value proposition that you're offering, and it's probably less of a reach. How are you viewing moving from that to a more traditional, you have experience in fundraising as a founder, but so how are you thinking about that longer term?
Yeah, I mean, the seed raise, you know, is kind of the next step after we finish. This is we're doing this through a traditional SAFE, this pre-seed raise. And so, yeah, the next one will be at a higher valuation, and it's really determining what that valuation is based on, you know, milestones that we've hit since we, you know, since we essentially concluded this. I mean, there's all that is still kind of being fine tuned. But yeah, I think it's, you know, not raising any more than you need to, and really understanding, you know, you mentioned break even or profitability a minute ago. I mean, our goal, and we believe in terms of our growth metrics, that we'll be break even by the middle of 2027. Now, a lot of that will be dictated based on employer growth, because, you know, there's just a lot more opportunity per, you know, per sale, if you will, with the employer side. But we've just had such a, you know, a nice growth trajectory on the individual retail side of HSAs. And so, you know, we'll see how it ends up shaking out. But yeah, I mean, we're really excited about, you know, concluding this raise, hitting break even next year, and then really pouring gas on with, you know, with the seed raise to go after sales and marketing. And we're doing a lot of that right now. Like, we're out there. We've got I think for a company of our size, I think we've got a pretty good social media presence across all major platforms. We're doing a lot of, you know, podcasting, certainly, and then some additional, like, you know, programmed outreach with, you know, with influencers and people in the space that we believe are highly respected and credible. So, you know, this is a financial product, and we're impacting families and individual lives. So, you know, we'll be very, very careful and judicious on how we represent ourselves, and to make sure we do that the right way. But yeah, it's an educational process. And I'll go back to this. This is an existing industry. You know, people already have HSAs. So, you know, we invite anybody interested in you know, certainly learning more about what we're doing from an investor standpoint. We think the growth and trajectory is going to be pretty special.
I'd probably classify your product more as a fintech product than a health tech product. You know, that isn't the point here. I think both of those can be challenging habits for people to change, both health benefit or, you know, health habits, and in fintech specifically, anything that has to do with how someone uses money or which platforms they use to handle money, that can be a bit of a challenge. And for founders in the space, I think a lot of people sometimes underestimate some of those hurdles. And you touched on some of these kind of higher levers that you're pulling on now. And I'd love to just, you know, hear a little more about your thoughts there. You mentioned, you know, the influencers approach, the podcasting approach, the key partnerships from the employer's side. Anything that, how are you thinking through this? First of all, this go-to-market and sales side, and anything that has maybe surprised you or that you're finding unlocks a lot of value?
Yeah. I think the battle, one of the big battles we all face as entrepreneurs, and just, you know, putting any type of outward promotion or offering, is how do you access the customers now, right? With attention spans so short, like, how do you meaningfully impact a customer? Like, in the old days, I kind of grew up in the radio business, you know, it was a frequency of three. You had to hear a message to make a conscious decision on whether to buy or not to buy, or at least take the next step of discovery. Here, it's a unique blend of a lot of things. And my advice would be, and this is what we are efforting to do, and I think we've had some success, is getting as close to the customer as possible. And so what does that mean? Well, it means getting to employers, right? There's a captive audience of HSA eligible people through corporate health insurance, right? Find Bitcoin C-suites or Bitcoin owners, or, you know, employer groups that are Bitcoiners or open to, you know, alternative investments. We also have structured a network of RIAs and financial planners, and we continue to grow that. It, you know, if you have people that are listening or watching that, again, have the heart of a teacher, are Bitcoiners and see the value of you know, this connection of sound money and sound health, those are people we want to work with, because they are working with individuals, you know, who are Bitcoiners. And so there's a growing number of those people in that industry that are Bitcoin specific. That's helped tremendously, right? And so It's getting Israel closer to the customer and finding ways to be compelling. But we don't oversell it. This is triple tax advantage Bitcoin.
Wellness.
And, you know, and preservation of spending power, all those things, triple tax advantaged. And so at the base, you know, that's a pretty digestible message for most people.
You have this really cool aspect to the platform, which is the move to earn, where you actually can earn sats by having your steps. And so talk to us a little bit about that. And how have you found that in terms of a growth lever or getting greater engagement?
Yeah, no, thank you for that. So the first product we launched, we formed the company in February of 25, and we had the goal by Bitcoin Vegas 2025 to launch Move to Earn. It was always a part of the platform. Even back when I started kind of wireframing and building this out, it's like, okay, separate of the regulated HSA, right? So outside of the walled garden, could we also incorporate a wellness and program that made sense? And so many people probably know there are apps out there, you know, like Smiles, I think is still technically in operation. But move to earn is not a new concept. But what we wanted to do was create a platform that allowed people to earn Bitcoin via Lightning. We've also integrated Nostr into that experience where people have the ability to take, in this case, step data and privately share that via their own relay if they choose to. On Nostr. And right, so the implications down the road are things like a decentralized EMR or a light EMR. Again, that's further down the road in terms of roadmap. But Move to Earn all of last year allowed thousands of people, many people, to get their first Bitcoin through proof of work, through exercise, through moving their bodies. And for us, that is a central part of our company. Yes, we are an HSA. That is our cornerstone product. But we will continue to look for things and add things that bring a total kind of holistic wellness and health to individual and to family. So that's an active function within the mobile app, which is available on iOS and Android. And now it's becoming a corporate wellness add-on. So Our corporate partners, if they are HSA customers, we will also tack on and add in a wellness program for them that allows their employees to earn Bitcoin for steps. They can use the native non-custodial Lightning wallet that's in the app, or they can bring their own Lightning address. And so again, it can be accessible to anybody, whether you've been in Bitcoin and feel very confident technically, or you're brand new. And that was important as well.
Congrats on the concept and the product that you're building. And, you know, as we begin to wrap up, Stu, I'd like to ask you, for those who may think that they maybe missed the wave of Bitcoin or are unsure, you know, whether they can still, you know, create a career or a company within this industry, I think you're a great example of how not only early we are, but how much opportunity there is still to incorporate Bitcoin into, you know, basically any industry. Any comments or advice out there for those still kind of thinking through, should I take further steps? I'm interested in this, but not sure where to start.
Well, and it's something I wrestled with for a long time. Personally, it's like, what is my contribution going to be to this space? It's given me so much. It's expanded my, you know, my horizons. And, you know, I've learned so much about tech. And, you know, I was a history and political science major. And I've got a master's in healthcare informatics, but I, you know, this is a whole nother level. And, you know, how can I contribute? And I would just encourage anyone, whatever your passion is in life, like if you've come from another career, look for ways or companies or platforms or just connect with other Bitcoiners that where there's that interest might, you know, there might be an overlap there. You know, for me, it's like, okay, I've got this idea. And for the longest time, I felt like I was on an island. You're going to do an HSA denominated in Bitcoin? Are you crazy? And then, you know, I just kept working on it and kept thinking about it and thought about the UX, and then got connected with a, you know, a brilliant co-founder and a great person to do this, you know, and found a complementary skill set, quite frankly, in John that I didn't have to stand this up and to know, you know, to know where we could find the technical expertise, right, from a developer team and just get a line on those things. But that came, that only happened. It happened because of Bitcoin. But my partnership with John and our team and kind of what we've built is because John and I came from the same background. We were both healthcare people that were also Bitcoiners. And so that's what it took to get us to this point. And so I would encourage people, if you're passionate about the industry that you're in, or if there is an industry, if there's an overlap, look there and then try to find other people that are kind of like-minded, right? I mean, you look at so many different things in our industry. I mean, the Fold card was a huge inspiration in a lot of ways for me, you know, way back when. You know, what Jack's built with Strike, you know, is a huge unlock. I mean, you just get passionate about a certain piece of this, and then just explore and be curious. Really curious, like unbridled curiosity. Like, I'm going to figure out who's in this space, where I can go. I don't care how far, how long it's going to take me. It's that important to me. And that's how I was with Bitcoin at this intersection of health.
Stu, for you and yeah. John, how are you defining success? Like, if you were to look out 5 years from now, what would it be to have Sound HSA a success? What does that mean? Is it number of members? Is it the growth in the accounts that your clients have? What would that definition be for you and John?
Oh my gosh. Really good question. We've got some numeric goals over the next, you know, 3 to 4 years from a revenue standpoint. I think before I go there, I will say just a greater acceptance of Bitcoin as a point solution for health and wellness. And that could mean there's more, you know, we're seeing this huge push right now with direct primary care and longevity. I'd like to see more people, more direct primary care physicians accepting Bitcoin. And that number is growing, by the way. And more, a better pathway for that to happen. And I would point your audience to bitcoinphysiciansnetwork.org, which is a nonprofit 501c6. That is a growing collection of physicians that, are Bitcoiners or believe in sound money and sound health. There's a physician locator on that site that is growing as well. So any physicians in your audience, I would reach out to Dr. Mark Stephanie, who's the founding president of that organization. And the goal of that organization is a physician-led society around Bitcoin education and implementation. And so that can mean a lot of different things. But I would first hope that there's a greater acceptance as Bitcoin is within the healthcare community. And then for us, you know, it's a 45 million account, under 45 million accounts currently. We want to continue to see HSA adoption grow, whether they do business with us or not. And then more Bitcoin in HSAs, period. Our break-even goal, is not high. And we expect to do that by middle of next year. And we're working really hard to do that on behalf of our investors and, you know, our team. Those are some milestones, I think, that kind of speak or, you know, resonate with me. You're going to see more of it. I think you'll see sites like TrueMed, which outwardly, you know, CaliMeans outwardly promotes the use of, you know, HSAs and FSA funds for things like cold plunge, you know, infrared sauna, where you can get a letter of medical necessity for those things to become HSA eligible. You're going to see more adoption, I think, even with Bitcoin, accepting Bitcoin. And the rest of it will come around education as well. It's like, okay, we spend so much time talking to people about HSAs, almost more so than we do Bitcoin, believe it or not, because they didn't know all the benefits. We kind of play did you know? It's a game. So triple tax advantage. Did you also know that at 65, the HSA is also treated like a traditional IRA? You can spend it on anything. And people are like, really? I'm like, yeah. And you don't pay a penalty. Like, you still get the tax-free, you know, spend on health and wellness goods and services. But you can spend it on anything without tax penalty. You just pay ordinary income tax for that year, just like you do with a traditional IRA. It's brilliant to include that in the construction of the product, you know, decades ago when it was launched. Probably one of the biggest things, and I think we may have shared this with you on a previous call, if you save all of your out-of-pocket receipts you can have your HSA reimburse you tax-free in perpetuity. So think about a lifetime of out-of-pocket copays, trips to the pharmacy, that emergency room visit that cost way more than you thought it should. If you save all those receipts and our platform helps you curate and attest to that, you can use that as a future tax-free piggy bank and your HSA can reimburse you tax-free for all of that stuff. So high net worth individuals have known that for years. So they've saved hundreds of thousands of dollars in an HSA over a lifetime of working. And they'll pay for a kid's college or a grandkid's college or a car because they have all the out-of-pocket documentation and they can go back and attest to, okay, I had, $20,000 of out-of-pocket expenses. I'm going to go help my grandchild with, a year of college or whatever. It just makes a lot of sense. But we help with that experience. Like we have streamlined. That's one feature we didn't really talk about was that ability to leverage, tooling to capture a receipt at Walgreens or CVS or a pharmacy and build that within your own sound HSA dashboard as an individual. And we curate and optimize all of that for our customers. It's a fun experience. So again, a lot of information there, but those are some things and milestones that we are excited about.
I love it, Stu, and truly look forward to revisiting a conversation with you in months time or a year's time. And this genuinely, it's great to see a company like yours building out a product that will truly have positive outcomes for society as a whole. So your success is, I think, just broadly positive. So very much look forward to hearing more on the progress of Sound HSA as you build this out. And if anyone is listening and is interested in learning more, or reaching out, where would you like to point people?
Yeah, first and foremost, go to our website, soundhsa.com. We are big believers in education. So people have questions about HSAs, how do they work? We walk people through that. And when our customers, one of the feedback points that we get from our customers, like, you guys are so white glove. You've helped me understand how I can optimize this account. You've made this really easy. I can buy Bitcoin and hold it. And you've got a custody arrangement I feel good about. Go to our website because all that information is there. And then we're on every platform, LinkedIn, Noster, X. We do a lot of podcasts. And so we've produced a lot of content. We will be at Midwest Bitcoin Summit in Columbus. Upcoming, we will be at Imagine If here in Nashville. We're members of Bitcoin Park. So we're constantly, hosting Bitcoin health events on a quarterly basis there. We'll continue to be at Bitcoin specific conferences. What we know is that people love to hear about what we're building. They want to meet our team and we love going to those types of events. So there's a high ROI and a high belief in the importance of being out there. When you launch a new product, people need to understand what it is and who the co-founders are. And so we're establishing that trust with the Bitcoin community right now, and we will continue to do that. So
we're just so excited that we were introduced to you and learned more about it. I think both Israel and I have learned a lot about HSAs through you that we, I wish I would have known earlier, but it's like never too late. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for being part of Build with Bitcoin. And we look forward to, as Israel said, following the journey of Sound HSA. And I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of people. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Israel, thanks so much. Great to be with both of you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Build with Bitcoin. If you found it of value, please take a second to like, subscribe, or share. This helps the visibility and reach of our podcast so that more people are aware of the innovation happening in and around Bitcoin. It truly means a lot. I'd also like to take this opportunity to invite you to join us at an event that Israel and I are hosting, Meet to Tech Talks 2026. Taking place from October 25th to the 27th at the exclusive Punta Mita Resort in Mexico, this will be an intimate gathering of 125 invite-only participants exploring how the future of capital is being shaped by the intersection of Bitcoin, artificial intelligence, and energy. To request an invite or for more information, visit mitatechtalks.com. We hope you'll join us. And thanks again for being a part of the Build with Bitcoin community.